A word for you from Jude, verse 12. These are hidden reefs at your love feasts, as they feast with you without fear. Shepherds feeding themselves, waterless clouds swept along by winds, fruitless trees in late autumn, twice dead, uprooted. Well, Jude continues with the most amazing similes, metaphors, describing people who were in the church at that time, who were a curse to the church. And that it's recorded for us in God's word means that it is applicable for us today as well. That there might also be people who are similar. So let's just look briefly at these words. These people are the ones who are hidden reefs at your love feasts. Now, reefs refers to that which is hidden, places where there should be lighthouses, to warn ships not to go onto the rocks. Now, the rocks might be invisible to the ship. They are hidden reefs. And so, too, you find people who appear to be absolutely normal Christians on the surface. There's plenty of water, but just below the water, there are these hidden reefs, rocks that are so dangerous, they just wait for ships to approach, and that's where they will die. Then he says, these people feast with you without fear. They have no fear of God, or even any consideration of other children of God. They are pompous, arrogant, and very dangerous, because they have the potential for Christians to wreck their lives, their ships, on them. And they can go aground on these reefs. Kushuguti unkulunkulu uyasikwayisa ukuthi laba bantu afana namadwala phansi kolwandle hayi ngokujulile kodwa akubonakali ukuze imkhumbi idilike. It is possible that the ships then break apart. Your ship of faith. In another place, Paul warns of a person making a shipwreck of their faith. But notice the illustration, finally. Shepherds feeding themselves. They have no concern for the sheep. Their only concern is their own prosperity. Be careful of people like that, and more especially, be careful of becoming a person like that yourself.